The Turin Shroud is believed by many devout Roman Catholics to be the burial cloth that wraps the body of Jesus in the tomb and miraculously bears his image. Carbon dating tests done in the 1980s seemed to prove that it couldn't be 2,000 years old, was more likely to have been made in the medieval period. But now scientists like Dr. Emanuela Marinelli want it retested. She's a biologist. She says seeds and pollen on the shroud prove it came from the area around Jerusalem. And she's taking part in a conference today campaigning for retesting of the shroud.
My interest in the shroud started 42 years ago when the pollen grains of plants not existing in Europe were discovered on the shroud. It was the proof that the shroud is coming from the Middle East, is not a product of the Middle Ages, of a forgery of Middle Ages in Europe, because it's coming for sure from the Middle East.
And yet there is this radiocarbon dating information which says that the shroud was produced in the Middle Ages.
The main problem of that research is the sampling. The sampling was in a corner that was touched for putting the shroud in display. And not only the finger oils, but also a re-waving was present in that corner. It was suggested to the laboratories to choose another solution for the sampling, to take the samples in many parts of the shroud. But the responsibility of the sampling was not on the laboratories. Two textile experts were called to choose the place from which to take the samples. So the responsibility was not on the laboratories.
So that being the case, and radiocarbon dating technology having improved since the 1980s, is it possible to test different parts of the shroud without damaging it?
Yes, it's necessary. It was necessary 30 years ago, and it is still necessary. The method is good. The problem I use to put an example. If I test my blood after eating a cake, of course, my glucose is not good. But the problem is not the method of blood analysis. The problem is the sample. In that case, what is wrong in the behavior of the laboratories is not to put in display the problem of the sample, because in the statistic, with the statistic analysis of the results, they had to discover that the sample was not good. Their research was perfect.
I understand, Dr. Marinelli. What do you want to happen now?
Two things. New research in different points, new carbon dating in different points, but inserted in a multidisciplinary research.
What do you believe the shroud really is?
We are sure that a corpse of a crucified was put in the shroud for a few hours, but nobody can explain how this corpse put his image on the shroud, because this image is like the effect of a burst of energy, burst of light. So the mystery is really fascinating, because we know, for the believers, I am Catholic, I believe in not only in Jesus' existence, but also in his resurrection. So it's fascinating to think the possibility that in the moment of the resurrection, we had the imprint of the negative image of the corpse put in the shroud. The shroud is unique. We have no other similar burial cloth. So today I am convinced that the shroud is the original burial cloth of Jesus of Nazareth.
That's Dr. Marinelli, Emanuela Marinelli, taking part in that conference campaigning for the retesting of the Turin Shroud. If you want to comment on that, at BBC Dan Damon on Twitter, at BBC Dan Damon on Twitter. You can send us your soundscapes as well. Update soundscapes at gmail.com. This is from Jennifer Akin from Marietta in Georgia in the US.